There are 70 of us. There are about five priests, our seminarians, young people between the ages of 18 and 35, some a little younger who have their parents along with them, and other chaperones will be with us. So it's a very diverse group, a very enthusiastic group, and I've met with them twice as we prepared for this. And we've even learned a little Polish so that we can get our way around in Krakow.
Now, there's a large group of Americans that are going here. The Western Massachusetts delegation, obviously, is part of that. But I know that in the past, when they've had these World Youth Days in North America, Denver a few years ago, Toronto a few years ago before that, there was a large turnout, obviously, from Americans. But this is particularly large going over to Poland. Why is that, do you suppose?
There are about 50,000 who've registered from the United States to go over to Poland. First of all, if you recall, during his papacy, John Paul II really resonated with young people. And even when he was dying in April of 2005, St. Peter's Square was filled with young people. And I think that Krakow is the city that really exemplifies who Karol Wojtyła, St. John Paul II, is. So the venue of Krakow, the fact that it's the center of divine mercy and the center of St. John Paul II's life before he was elected pope, has just attracted so many people to go to World Youth Day. The young people love John Paul II. And I think this pilgrimage is not only a showing of their love for God, but also of their esteem for St. John Paul II.
What are some of the events that are scheduled?
All of the events in Krakow. So there's times for catechesis, there's times for prayer, there's times for singing and groups that are coming in to lead singing. And then finally, the main mass that will be celebrated by Pope Francis with an estimated 2 million young people in Krakow. So we have lots of events that are leading up to it. This is called a pilgrimage. This is not a vacation. This is not a sightseeing tour. This is truly a pilgrimage. Our group and many of the groups will also be taking tours of other places. So one of the most important places that we are going to visit outside of Krakow is the concentration camp at Auschwitz. To go there to remember the horrors that were perpetrated there, but also to pray that this never happens again, that human dignity never suffers such a scandalous horror again as was perpetrated at Auschwitz and the other Nazi death camps.
I'm wondering, how do the Catholic youth from different parts of the world, different cultures, what do they get from each other? How does this help them become better Catholics, better citizens in their own countries?
First of all, I think the number of youth that come together, when a young person can look out and see 1 million or 2 million other young people who come together for the Mass with the Holy Father and see how far the Catholic faith stretches throughout the world, I think that is a great witness to any young person who's able to participate in World Youth Day. Secondly, to see the way that Catholicism has really transmitted through so many cultures of all different parts of the world is fascinating for a young person to realize that. Sometimes a young person will hear a religious hymn, not know the language it's being sung in, but will recognize the hymn because of the melody and know that the hymns that we sing here, perhaps in English, also translate to other cultures, same faith, same words, different language.
What should our non-Catholics in the audience take away from World Youth Day?
First of all, I think non-Catholics should take away the fact that faith is essential in our world, and faith helps to transform our lives and helps to transform our world. And when we look at all of the issues that we're facing in our world today, terrorism, the rancor of our political situation, especially in these presidential elections, gun violence that we face in this country, all of those things need to be enlightened by faith. And when they're enlightened by faith, then there is goodness that is brought to these situations, and there's healing that's brought there too. So for non-Catholics, I would say, look to this as a powerful spiritual event where faith helps to transform our very broken world.